Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. In Christ Jesus, who is our mighty fortress, dear fellow redeemed, this afternoon at the joint Reformation service, which will be held in Batavia, four pastors will be giving a brief homily on hymn 262, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. The overall theme is, the devil cannot harm us. Is that true? Well, it depends on how you look at that statement. If you look at that statement from the viewpoint of the news, it certainly doesn't appear to be true. Terrorism is all around the world. ISIS today is even more violent than Al-Qaeda. Now there are these lone wolf terrorists that are attacking. In Canada this past week, a lone wolf terrorist ran over a soldier and killed him. Another shot a soldier in front of a monument and ran to the parliament and began shooting. This is past week too, a lone wolf terrorist in New York attacked four rookie policemen with a hatchet. A little over a month ago, an anti-government activist shot a state trooper. He's still on the run in the Pocono Mountains in eastern Pennsylvania. This past month, some pastors in Houston were commanded by their liberal mayor and church council to hand over their sermons and their personal correspondence whenever they talked about homosexuality or gay marriage or face a fine. In either Oregon or Idaho, two pastors were running a marriage chapel, and they were commanded by the state government that they had to marry gays or they would face a fine or be shut down. The Ebola virus has killed thousands in West Africa. Now it's in our country. Illnesses, diseases kill millions of people every year. Murders, rapes, kidnappings, robberies, suicides continue to happen. No matter what day you listen to, watch, or read the news, it appears the headlines scream all these terrible events, which can lead us to fear and trembling and become sick at heart. The devil cannot harm us. Yeah, it's true. When you look at it from the viewpoint of the Bible. As many of you know, Martin Luther used his hymn, A Mighty Fortress, or based his hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, upon Psalm 46. This morning we're meditating just the first three verses of that wonderful psalm. Psalm 46 has been called the Psalm of Holy Confidence. Holy confidence for God's people. So no matter what the threatening circumstances may be, whether it be a personal problem or a national problem or international problem, people have found new courage and confidence while meditating upon this psalm. The psalm was also Martin Luther's source of confidence when he stood before the Pope, the Church, and had to make a confession. We pray that our study this morning helps us see that this psalm, Psalm 46, will be our psalm of confidence in a world of sin, a world of turmoil, and a world of uncertainty. Let's read again the first three verses, our text. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. Now, nothing in this text or the other verses of this psalm indicate when this psalm was written or why it was written. No doubt over the history, it has comforted many, many people in Israel when they had crises in their country. But it wasn't written for any one personal event that we know of. These verses clearly declare that God's presence with us is our help. The psalmist begins, God is our refuge. Literally, from the Hebrew it reads, God is a place to which we can flee for safety. That's refuge. Martin Luther wrote, God is a mighty fortress, a stronghold, a secure, fortified castle. Scripture is filled with references of security or of refuges that God set up for people. Think of the flood. What was the refuge? God told Noah to build an ark. The refuge for him, his wife, his three sons, and their daughters. When they were in the wilderness, wandering, the pillar of cloud during the day, the pillar of fire at night. When the people were bit by those poisonous snakes because they complained again and again and again, the refuge was the brass serpent up on a pole. Look at that, believe the Lord, and you will be saved. The Lord set up six cities of refuge throughout Israel that you could run to and flee and hang on to the altar there when you killed someone accidentally and you wouldn't be charged. And of course, the greatest place of refuge, the cross of Christ, for all of us lost sinners. God wants every believer to think of Him as being our own personal refuge, our place of safety to run to, and our source of strength. The place of first resort to turn to when we have problems or troubles or trials. The psalmist says He is a very present help. Literally meaning He's a well-proven help. He's tried and true. He's been tested and He's accomplished everything. Every single need, every single trial, every single temptation or trouble, He's proven Himself to be the refuge for His children. The psalmist is speaking from experience. The past proved it to be true. Why should the future be any different? This first verse is what gave Luther the bold confidence to stand up, even in the face of death, when he was told, take back all your writings, both not only by the church, but by the state. And Luther had the confidence, knowing that the God was his refuge, to get up and be able to say that unless I am convinced by the testimony of Scripture, I cannot and I will not retract. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen. Luther faced an angry pope, an emperor. But instead of despairing and caving in and compromising to save his skin, he fled to God as his refuge. He looked to the Lord Jesus as his strength. For he knew and he proclaimed that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone in Jesus Christ, which is found only in Scripture alone. Now, he was not sure that God would keep him alive. But he's fully convinced that he would keep the movement alive. For the Reformation movement was based upon Christ, upon Christ's crucifixion and resurrection from the grave, and not on man's works. So now the psalmist has laid down the objective in the first verse. If God's our refuge and our strength, a well-proven help in trouble, he then says, why should we be afraid? Why should we fear? He lists some things. The earth being removed. Mountains shaking. Earthquakes. How about floods? Tidal waves. How did Luther put it? Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not. We fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. Even in the face of Satan's schemes, even in the face of our own sinful flesh that constantly wants to lead us away from our Savior, even in the face of ultimate death itself, we not need be afraid. We can be confident in our crucified, risen, and ascended Savior, who says to every single one of us, "Son, daughter, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." Our Savior says to us, "I give you eternal life, and you shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch you out of my hand. For I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." So I read through these first three verses and some of those disasters, floods and earthquakes and so forth. And I thought of Isaiah, where the Lord, through Isaiah, says to us, "Fear not, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And again he says, "Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I bought you back. I've called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." And even in the face of the final destruction of this world, the ultimate catastrophe of all time, Judgment Day, we need not be afraid. It'll be the most joyous day of our lives as we see our Savior face to face and begin eternity. So why should daily struggles and trials and problems such as loneliness or job security or financial problems or illness or old age or approaching death or loss of loved ones or our sins or any other thing make us worry and be afraid? The church also faces trials and temptations as heresy and compromising scripture truths is seen, lukewarm members, the ravenous wolves of false teaching leaders, Satan's attempt to try and destroy the church of believers. But what does the Lord say? Not even the gates of hell can prevail against it. A mighty fortress is our God. It's known as the battle hymn of the Reformation. Well, this Psalm 46 can be called the Christian's battle hymn of eternity. May we, as blood-bought, redeemed believers in Christ, face our futures with the same confidence as the psalmist did, with the same confidence and courage as Martin Luther did. And though we see our sins every day of our lives in front of us, our sins of thought, word, and deed, and even though the earth around us and the world shakes with terrors and terrorism and wars and violence and poverty and grief, immorality, disease, turmoil, and death, God is our refuge, a very present help, a well-proven help in trouble. Look to your Savior on the cross and to the empty tomb. In Him we have forgiveness, everlasting life, and salvation. Or as Luther said in Psalm 262, "They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.